Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Laura B. from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm an alcoholic. Can you guys hear me okay? Anyway, I am very grateful to be sober. My sobriety date is 2/11/06, and I'm very grateful to also have the opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hope with you tonight. What it was like is that I was raised in a family of alcoholics, so basically it started off just doing what I was taught and what was modeled for me. There was no talk about how to cope with your feelings or deal with your feelings, and basically what I saw was you just drink your feelings away. So I, you know, started off with that as my base, and grew up also just not feeling okay. I think because I was raised by alcoholic parents, I had this sense of not being okay with who I was, and I was always seeking outside validation and reassurance that I was okay. I could not get that on my own. So I started drinking at the age of 13, and I loved the way it made me feel, basically. It took away all that anxiety I felt of just not being okay in my own skin, and the stress of always seeking that reassurance, and when I didn't get the reassurance that I wanted, it would crush me emotionally, and I didn't know how to deal with that. So I would just stuff it down and then drink more and more. And looking back now, I can definitely see that I was an alcoholic from the very beginning. And even before I drank, I could see that I had alcoholic behaviors and thinking and feelings. And but I went through my life. I mean, I had a lot of fun times. I had a lot of good times. I'm not going to deny that. A lot of, you know, crazy, wild times that I thought were fun. And but I could definitely see the progression of the disease, that they say it is progressive. And it just got to the point where it stopped working. And especially after I had my daughter, I just noticed that things started to get worse fast, because it just, having a child just put me into a totally different element of stress that I didn't know how to deal with. And it basically got in the way of me partying and getting loaded. And I got to a point in my life where I stopped working. I couldn't stand to be sober anymore, and I couldn't get loaded enough anymore. And it's just this vicious cycle and this vicious trap that I felt I was in. I was miserable, I was severely depressed, and I was I put on a really good show. People didn't really know what was going on with me, but inside I was dying, and I was really, really struggling to just get through life, to just get through every day. I was just really struggling. And basically, I just got to a point where I couldn't do it anymore, and I mean, I tried to go to AA here and there for a little while. I tried therapy, and they kept saying, you know, you're an alcoholic. And I was just like, what? I don't think so. I was recommended to go to treatment. It was like, no way. I mean, I was just shocked when someone recommended I should go to treatment. But then it just kind of sat with me for a while, and then finally I realized, you know what, I need help. And I decided to ask for help one night. I mean, I was just really just devastated, and I called my friend and asked her for help, and I went to treatment, and thank God my friend knew what to do. She came and got me right away at 4 a.m. and just took me and made arrangements for me to get into the McDonald's Center. And right from the moment I walked into the door, I was given the gift of willingness and the gift of surrender. And for the first time in my life, I felt this sense of hope that everything was going to be okay from the moment I walked in those doors. And it was like, oh my gosh. And there I learned about the disease, that alcoholism is a disease. And that in itself was such a gift for me, because I always thought there was something wrong with me. And going through life just wondering what's wrong with me and not understanding, and especially the whole dynamics that go along with that in my family. And my grandfather died from the disease, and it was like this big taboo secret. And so once I was able to learn it was a disease and understand that there's a treatment for the disease, it was like, okay, great, you know, I can do this. So I really just jumped in with both feet. I did treatment 28-day inpatient program at McDonald's Center, and then I followed the recommendation and went to a recovery home. And I'm just, ever since then, I've just been following the suggestions that people have given me. I work a really strong program, and I just love sobriety. I am learning how to deal with my feelings, and that's been the biggest gift. And it's not always easy. I've walked through a lot of difficult things, and I've, you know, gone through a divorce in my sobriety and became a single mom, and I've had some rough times, and it's not easy. But the thing is, I have the tools to deal with those feelings, and I have the program and the people in AA to support me and walk me through those things. And one of my biggest fears was fear of abandonment because of divorces. My mom went through two divorces, and fear of abandonment because of father issues. And so I always had this huge fear of being alone. And now with this program, I know I never, ever have to walk through anything alone again. And that's just such a gift. And, I mean, I've had so many people just there carrying me through all this stuff. And whenever I get through a rough spot, I always feel stronger and I have more sense of security about myself when I get through it to the other side. So it's like this continuous growing process so far for me. And I love being in the program and being able to be of service and supporting other women and my other fellow alcoholics, men too. But I really love working with the women especially. And I just got to hear my sponsee's fifth step today. It was the first time I've ever done that, and that was just really rewarding. And it's amazing how God puts these people in your life that you have so many similarities with. I mean, this sponsee that I have, I mean, I sat with her for 4 hours, and I felt like she was telling my story to me. And it's just like, wow, it's so amazing. And I'm just so grateful because this program is, it's made me the woman I've always wanted to be. And I'm learning to love myself. I can truly say I love myself now. And I know it's because of the work that I've done. And I do work hard in the program. And I just really love being a mom now, which I couldn't say that in the beginning. When I first was a mom, I was really struggling and I was so overwhelmed, and I couldn't even enjoy that amazing gift of motherhood because I was so overwhelmed and just drinking and passing out, and my 3-year-old daughter would be banging on my bathroom door because I drank too much and got sick and passed out. And I mean, that happened several times, and she's almost 6 today now, and I'm so glad that I can be a sober mom and I can set an example for her and hopefully not, you know, give her the example of the alcoholism that I was raised with. My hope is that I continue on this path because I really see so many miracles of this program working in my life. I mean, things are happening to me today that I cannot believe are happening. I mean, sometimes I have a hard time believing this is really my life because it's so incredible and it's so great. And this sounds really corny, but I really do feel high on life and way better than any drink or drug could ever do for me. And you know, it's all because of this program, all because of Alcoholics Anonymous and being true to myself and not trying to displease other people like I did my whole life and not worrying about what people think of me. Just having a relationship with my higher power and having faith and just trusting this process and allowing myself to continue to grow and heal a lot of those wounds that I was trying to cover up with drinking. So that's about it, and I'm really grateful, and thank you so much for letting me share.